have so easily been remedied. Perhaps it is that we live so close to something we love so much that we don't necessarily always see the snags and we don't always see the pitfalls.
No.
I think it's a good thing to sit back for a little while in cold blood, as it were, you know, and analyze it and criticize it. And I think it's a good thing.
Yes.
I think if we all did that with our lives, we'd all be living much better people on earth. Don't you think so?
I do.
Oh, I don't think you should worry so much about this. No one is always in every way correct. Medium's not always correct by any means.
No.
Sometimes he is a very annoying personality.
Yes.
But
no,
he can't help it. But he means well.
Enough.
Oh, don't worry. How are you, George?
Oh, very well, thank you.
I wish for you, all of you, the very happy Christmas, you know.
Yes.
Bon Natale. Everything that is good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear, dear.
Yes,
troubles always, they come.
Yes, they do, don't they? Well,
can I tell you what, Giorgio?
Can you tell us any more about the contact we're trying to make in Italy?
Oh,
well, I think that will be interesting, but it will not open up properly for the moment. I think, but it will, has possibilities. Oh, but I want to see you too. Go back to Castellaneta. I know it is a dream for you that this will be, and I am going to do everything that it is feasible and possible for me to do, and more than that too, to make it possible this year, this coming year. I would like for John and Monty to go too.
Yes, I would agree with you. The only thing is, Monty wanders away. We don't want to lose him down in Toronto somewhere.
Perhaps it is the idea of getting him to go with us.
Oh, might be something like that. Yes, that'd be a blessing.
No, we would not like to lose Montague.
Well,
he is a good soul.
Thank you.
I'm very fond of everybody for various reasons, but always one fundamental reason, that is that the true realization of what binds us together, something so great and so powerful and so magnificent, if only we could put into words, these cold, difficult words, what one feels with such an intensity of one's being. This book, I have great faith. I know there are things which cause concern, which are bound to cause concern. You will not please everybody.
No.
Perhaps you don't even please me completely, because I'm not even pleased with myself. Why should I be complete? Why should anyone ever be completely satisfied? It is a good thing not to be too satisfied. Of course there are faults, of course there are mistakes, but they can be put right, and they will be put right when necessary. Just let us cool our eels for the moment, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Now, another thing, Rudy.
What?
Mrs. Marshall, Lynn's quite concerned about it. Can you tell us if she's all right or not?
I'm sorry, I have to admit that I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I have not been in touch with her. I'm sorry. But possibly, I should imagine if anything was bad, serious, you would have heard, you know.
Oh,
it is good to be here today. I look forward for it very much,
yes,
you know.
I know.
And I want you to know that though you may not see me, I shall be present at Christmas for a little moment, you know, to come to you.
Yes.
And don't be unhappy about things.
What do you think about the circle?
Well, the circle is a circle. As much the same. No great improvement.
No.
No sliding back too much, no. But I think, as I've always thought, and I've said this so often to you that I think you get sick of the hearing of it, but I have the greatest faith in it. Faith is a word that is becoming so worn out in your, well, you know, but it is a little patched up, weary little faith, huh? But it's stronger than you think, much stronger. I know it is very strong. I'm very pleased with the broadsheets. That is excellent.
Yeah.
One thing, will turn the key in the door for you. You will see. One thing will turn the key in the door. The house will become... I'm telling you, it's coming to you. No, don't give up the ghosts.
You don't.
Confidence for 1964. Faith, confidence, and it will come to pass. But it will still need a certain amount of courage for you to uplift yourselves out of those dreadful little boxes.
Yes.
Do you feel that there's a hidden meaning behind the name Calvin?
There's no hidden meaning.
I mean,
it should be obvious. You analyze it. Then you have got for it your own symbol.
Yeah,
but there is another thing which one day I will tell you about, but not at the moment.
Oh, you keep saying that.
Yes, you keep saying that from now.
Isn't it funny that it's been given to Mr. Kelly? Right back, 1927, that name was given to him, and he never knew what it meant. He'd never seen it written down, And then he said, you give me the Kelvin news and you give that reason for it. And I was given knowledge, enlightenment and love. All those years ago. That's why we wondered if it had one particular significance, shall we say, on higher spheres. It does seem strange it should be given to him in that way.
It is a symbolic thing, which goes back a long time. But we will tell you more about it.
No,
will
you remember?
Will you remember to tell us?
Well, enjoy your happy Christmas.
Oh, are you not?
Really, so often you say, well, we will tell you this next time, but for some reason or other, those...
Next time never comes.
No, for some reason or the opportunity comes, but it's never voice.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Perhaps you haven't got too good a memory.
There is an old saying, sufficient unto the day thereof.
Yeah, what do you mean? Don't side with him, Monty.
I do.
You don't know by now that Monty sides with everybody.
I know that. He runs with hair now.
I what?
He's a good soul. He says, yes, my friend. Yeah. I think you are right, my friend. Yeah. Of course, I think it is possible that that may not be quite correct, but I think it is possible you may be right. Yeah. You know, he's always, how you say?
Diplomatic.
No, he is a very good soul. Ah, I wish I could talk and talk, but I'm afraid I can't do it. The power is waning. But it has been lovely. Don't be stupid. I have been here for too long, perhaps. I don't know. I was thinking not of all the sitting, actually, but of the conversation. You know, and the coffee and biscuits are fatal things. I think it's really nice to have the coffee and the biscuits, but it might be a better idea in future to have it afterwards rather than before.
Right. Now, Rudy, next time we come down here, I'll ask you about Kelvin. As a matter of fact, I'll ask you that so that I keep it in your mind until it happens. That's right, isn't it? See, if I come down another 50 times, I should ask you every time.
You do not understand. You do not know Latin, do you?
No, but we can always get it translated.
Well, not that the word as such is correct in Latin, but it has a Latin connection apart from other things.
Well, can you give it to us, please? In Latin.
You separate the word and work it out in Latin and then tell me next time if you've discovered anything. Goodbye.
Arrivederci.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. God bless you.
And a happy Christmas.
Thank you.
We'll give you a great promise and hope. Mm. And accomplishment.
I hope so.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Goodbye.
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 God bless you.
God bless you.
Richard knows Latin, doesn't he?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you.
Buy all your stockings before.
Yeah, they've got a hole in the
button, Mickey. Full of all the things you would like.
Mm. They've got a hole in the button.
Stocking wouldn't be big enough to get what you'd like in there, I bet.
Oh, I don't know. I only want two drawers now and a bit of cable.
Silk stocking.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh. He's very exuberant today, isn't he?